From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria. He did not say what the proposals are. Here is United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura.
We are preparing the mechanism, but the mechanism needs a political will. Otherwise, we would have only a mechanism, but that is actually being started today.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones marked by hard lines that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense call Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return to the international security zone on Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States with the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. The activist group released the documents in Berlin. The United States did not immediately react, but EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said, quoting, "Many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup." For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adania and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Sunday. This is VOA News.